Dude, my fucking, both of the guys I took to open for me, Craig and Mike, were, dude, they took all the merch. They packed all the merch in. They didn't even pack it. They put it in. I said, I'm getting a Sprinter van for the weekend. And they were like, ah, cool. And they usually pack up like three suitcases of merch and stuff it all in there. And instead, they didn't. They just took the boxes of merch and put it in the van on the way to Riverside. And we got out of the car, and I was like, what the fuck? And there were like eight boxes of merch. And I was like, what is all this shit? And they were like, oh, we'll leave it in the van. And I was like, what? And they were like, well, we're just going to put it in the van, right? And I was like, no, what are you talking about? And he said, this van isn't with us for the weekend. And I said, fuck no, it's not, dude. Now, let me explain why that's stupid. Now, everybody, if you're like me, your blood's boiling. Right now, even just reminiscing about it, okay? Now, I want you to just take a second, all right? I want you to just relax. I want you to fucking take that blood. I want you to dial it down a notch. I want you to turn down the heat. I want it to go from fucking medium to fucking light medium. I want you to take the oven and I want you to just turn it down. Okay? Now, why does that make us mad? Now, I'll tell you why it makes us mad, okay? Here's why. getting a car to take you from LA to Riverside, it's about $300, okay? Getting your car to take you from Riverside to San Diego, it's about $300, okay? Getting your car from San Diego back to LA, it's about $500, okay? So, you know what? That's all expense. Fine. Doesn't matter. Sure, I need to get there. Fucking bags. You understand? But need to bring it back, okay? So that's about a fucking $1,000, whatever you want to call it, a little bit more than $1,000. That's all good. Okay, now. If I rent the goddamn driver all weekend, yeah, sure, no dents. But that's going to be $5,000, okay? Now that's, it's actually going to be more than $5,000. It's going to be fucking $7,000, $8,000, $9,000. Now, would I do that? Sure, no dents. But would I do that? No, because it just makes no goddamn sense to anyone who's not a caveman, all right? Or a four-year-old, okay? So there we go. Now that's where the blood's fucking rising, okay? Now, of course, I told you to fucking tell that. Now, I understand if you're like me, if you're listening to me, and if you're a longtime fan of the show, then I understand your blood's boiling because you're like me. You get it. We're part of the cult. When you're a cult, your blood boils together. So our blood is boiling. It's boiling. It's piping fucking hot, dude. And I'm mad now. But let me tell you why. Why it's real hard to keep the blood from fucking really bursting out of my fucking eyeballs. Okay? Mike's been with me for 6 years. We have done hundreds and hundreds of cities. And we have never one time ever done it that way. Okay? So those of you still with us, those of you who didn't pass on yet because of the blood coming out of your eyes and ears, okay? Because I'm zen right now. I'm just chilling. He says, well, fuck, now we got to take all the boxes with us to the hotel and then back to San Diego and then back to the thing and then we got to put it in the box. And I say, you know when you get so mad that you're just kind of like, yeah, there's nothing he can do. And okay, cool. So we'll just chill and I'll be mad. Right? I say, that's cool, man. I'm not carrying a fucking box. So now he has to deal with it because he fucking, this is my impression of him. And then fucking Craig too was like, oh, that's what I thought. I thought that we were taking a, oh yeah, you got fucking $19,000 to just fucking, dude. I don't know. Quick farts, bro. I don't know. Yeah, you fucking new dude. Do some thought, man. Do thought. Hey, man, do thought. Thought, do it. Thought, do that. Beyond the first thought, take it there. How could you be such a fucking ignoramus? Now, if Mike were here, he would say, ignoramus. Oh, I never heard that word. Thought? Take it past that. Guy's getting all pissed carrying fucking boxes, and I'm sitting around like I'm a fucking, like I'm a laughing king. Like I'm that guy. Oh, look at them carry the boxes. It's their own fault. Oh, there's nothing I can do. Dude, if I play a character in a real fucking serious drama and I'm like that, you think I won't win an Oscar? Dude, fuck you. You think I won't win an Oscar? I'll win a fucking Oscar. And everybody on set, when I'm doing it, will be like, I don't know if that's the move. And then it comes out, bro. That's it. Life fucking rips. My neck hurts. My lips are chaps. My lower back hurts. It's all good. One of the vans we took back from San Diego. Bro, now look, I don't know if I got an iron deficiency or what. But let me be real with you, babies. When I go to a hotel room, I keep that shit 76. 75? Might as well be an icebox for me. I keep that shit 76. I go in and the fucking air is always blaring. First thing daddy does is turn that shit off. I let the fucking mechanism rest for about 5 minutes. And then daddy turns that fucking heat up, bro. 76. At least. Do you understand me? Okay. Now, my opener mic is a fat fuck. All right. Now we know about fat fucks, dude. They get what? Say it together. If you're in your car, you're in your cubicle. Everyone say it together. They get what? Sweaty. Okay. Their hands are all clammy and they're fucking, you know what I mean? It's all fucking sweat. He's got all sweaty sweat. They sweat on their wear. Everyone say it together. Forehead. Everyone say it together, fat fuck sweat wear. Everyone say it together, under their nose and their lip. You ever see that fucking, remember that one kid when you were in like fourth grade that got the sweat above his lip? What the fuck was wrong with that kid? Bro, I could sweat. I could be in the Sahara Desert with a fucking parka on and snow pants and straight up a ski hat. And I would never get the beads of sweat above my lip. Dude, that kid was always so fucking... That kid, I would stare at that kid, man, when he would talk. And be like, why are there beads of sweat above his lip? Who the fuck sweats on their lip, bro? Grow up, hurry up, grow up, and grow a mustache. Hide it, dude. I'd rather see someone with a wet stash than a fucking beaded upper lip. Ew, dude. Ew, bro. Anyway. He's like, oh, it's so hot. So we turn on the air. Fine. Now, you know, like with cars, I've literally, if you can get your temperature perfect in your car, I straight up don't believe you. It's either too cold or too hot. That's how cars go. Because you're in too close proximity to the fucking air conditioners or the heater. All right? You're cramped up. You're basically in a fucking little thing, you know. You're like in this movable large embryo. Anyway. So. So I went. So it was cold. And then. So it was cold. And then. And I was like, it's too hot. Or it's too cold. So I put the shit on. And dude, when I turned the air off, the thing still counts what degrees it is. So I turned the air off and it quickly ripped up to 82 degrees. Now guess what I am? Happy. And I'm serious. And I'm not sweating. I'm chilling. Do I have an iron deficiency? Maybe. I fall asleep for a little bit. Now sometimes Mike will fucking sneak the air on, but that's when I get rip-roaring mad. Okay? So he didn't do it this time. I wake up. Bro, he's naked. He took off all his clothes except for his fucking Spanx underwear. And I look over and I'm like, this motherfucker really has underwear on? And it made me happy because that's how you do it. You don't fuck around, dude. You don't change the air conditioning for the guy who's paying for the fucking van. By the way, Craig was on my side. He was like, I like it hot. Anyway, you can't fucking get your air right in the car. What's the deal with that? Everyone's all excited about Tesla, fucking Prius, and all that shit, bro. Get the air right, man. That's when I'll be happy. So I'm trying to fucking... And I'm cool with my sexuality, man. Naked dudes in my vans, I don't give a shit, man. Dicks flopping around, don't care. Oh, man, this made me laugh. We were in San Diego. And we went to go get a lunch, me and the two of us, Craig and Mike. We sit down. We're at a bar. It's got like a bit of a bar menu, fine, whatever. Okay, I get the turkey wrap. It's got a wheat wrap, and your boy's trying to keep it healthy. Okay, it's fine. Mike goes like this. I'll get the Frank sandwich. And I say, oh, cool, in my head. And he says, and she says, okay. Writes it down on her pad. And then Mike says, is that a cheeseburger? And she says, yeah. Now, we all know it's not. We all know it's hot dogs. Because nobody would ever describe a food as a Frank when it's not a goddamn hot dog, right? If I was eating a cheeseburger and I said, hey, man, this ballpark beef Frank sure is good, you'd say, quick, get that guy to the hospital. Because he doesn't know what words are. All right? So, by the way, what the waitress did was correct. He said, that's a cheeseburger, right? And she said, yeah. Because you wouldn't want to make a guy who's obviously lost his mind or broken his brain upset. You just agree with crazy people. It's like when a fucking guy on meth is on the sidewalk and says, you know, Jesus is coming, right? You just say, yeah, yeah, yeah. So he said, I'll have the Franks. And she said, great. And he said, that's a cheeseburger, right? And in her head, this was a crazy guy on meth with his pants around his ankles saying, you know, Jesus is coming, right? And that's what I thought, too. I thought, oh, how sad. Mike's brain broke. Keep it at bay. She said yes. I wanted to shake her hand, but I didn't make a big deal. Now, cut to, obviously, way too long later, because it's a bar and bar food always takes too long. She puts down two big, messy hot dogs. And I look at Mike's face. And it's not good. Not because he's fucking a six, but because his face did something. Like, what the fuck? She leaves, and he says, oh, I don't want this. And I said, huh? And he says, I thought it was a cheeseburger. And I said, huh? And he said, did you see me ask if it was a cheeseburger? And I said, yeah. And then she said, yes, it was a cheeseburger. And I said, of course. And he said, but it's hot dogs. And I said, yeah, of course. And he said, well, why'd you say it was a cheeseburger? And I said, because your brain's broken. You ordered Franks. You ordered some ballpark beef Franks. You asked if it was a cheeseburger, and she said yes, Because she didn't want to deal with you taking your dick out or something. Shitting all over the table because you're obviously a crazy person. Hey, dude, I'll get the ballpark. I'll get the ballpark beef franks. Okay. Is that a salad? Yes. Great. Here you go. Oh, what the fuck? This isn't a salad? No, you fucking asshole. It says franks. You're 36. He ate it. He ate the whole fucking thing. You know why? Fat slob. That's why. That's also why it's fucking too hot in the goddamn Sprinter van. You know, it's all your fault, man. Nothing on this podcast is my fault. It's never been my fault. I've never had my fault. Anyway.